10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch
begins now. And it begins. Do we have any sort of, Hunter, do we have any sort of like music for like the entrance of royalty? You know, like when the king walks in or anything like that. Do we have any music that would fit that genre?
Well, Jesse did know that Tausch was going to be joining a little bit late, so he put in the extra work even on Christmas, and he did come up with something for us.
Oh. Yeah.
That's good.
I've heard that joke before. Joining us now from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
How was the first hour? I'm doing fantastic. Just have family in town, so I appreciate you letting me spend a little extra time with them before they head out. And got a great Christmas gift that's going to become, I don't know if it'll become a regular part of the show, but it's called the Loud Cup or the Lalid Cup, depending on how you do it. So, you know, we all in the new year want to make sure we're staying hydrated, and you know, so you get a big jug, fill it with water.
You like big jugs, and you cannot lie.
I love big jugs. You're 100% right about that. No, I'm serious, Hunter. I do love big jugs. And then this little guy. So if there's a bad take, you know, again, it's the Loud Cup. We've heard a lot of this over the holidays. So if you're talking, Jason's giving a take. I'm sipping my water, and I hear something that I don't love from Wilde. I blow the horn. The Loud Cup.
Sounds a lot like the training camp horn.
It does. It also could be, I know it's Viking week, could be the skull. So got that going for us, which is kind of nice.
I don't really want to discuss gifts on the show again because that has not gone great earlier in the week.
Dude,
or last week.
I'm going to tell you this, Jason, all the gifts we got, and you know, trying to cut back on getting gifts and things like that. Our kids got plenty of gifts. Yours ran the gamut as the best gift I got. Just so you know.
Thank you. I appreciate
best
that.
Gift I got was from you.
So do you drink out of the Loud Cup though?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for sound effects?
Yeah, so it's a double lid. So you got the one side here where you get a bunch of water, drink, or whatever.
Sure.
Whatever you want to keep cold or warm. And then this side is the that's a bad take, you're an idiot. I want this we played a bunch of apples to apples in some of those games over the course of the last 3 days. And a lot of when things were going south, or if Eleanor or Max were dragging on a little bit too long, or Sophie was telling a bad joke, that cup got brought to fruition.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you for the final 2 hours of the program now. I know we've got the green and gold game preview scheduled for this portion of the program, but always when you join the show, normally when it begins, you usually have something on your mind. You had the Loud Cup already. Is there anything else that you need to get to immediately beforehand? Well, it's almost
there
like
is.
I'm used
Thank
to working
you for,
with you.
Thank you for asking, Jason. It's very nice of you. I don't understand, and we've had this discussion before. First off, I saw a poll or Gallup polling that gift cards are the number one gift people like, which, again, somebody hands me a Quick Trip gift card, I'm excited. A Fleet Farm gift card, very excited. A Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin gift card, very excited. I don't know if Coors Light can do gift cards, Tito's. I don't know. I don't think so. But if they did, I'd be very excited. What has happened and what I didn't realize, and these they're not a partner of ours. I'm not going to give them love.
Baskin-Robbins?
No, if it was ice cream, I would give it love. I don't fully understand how lottery tickets go void. I win a lottery ticket. I should be able to cash said lottery ticket. If it's 18 months away, why can't I not? I won. Why can't I cash that lottery ticket? We used to do these saran wrap balls. And lottery tickets are great, fun little trinkets to put in when you wrap the saran wrap ball and you're pulling and the lottery tickets pop out. And if they're 6 months old, The lottery tickets are dead. They're dead, Jerry. And I don't get it.
So how much did you win, if you don't mind me asking? Like $6?
Well, no. So we won. So I won, I think we did. There's a bunch of lottery. I probably won $4. Okay? But what I'm saying is, in the past, we've done more Saran Wrap. We didn't do a ton of Saran Wrap, or any this year. But okay. Lottery tickets are a fun way we do things with competitions, et cetera, et cetera. I was told that the lottery tickets that I had, and maybe I had left them sit too long. I had bought them, and then we didn't do something, and then I put them in the Saran Wrap ball. They go void.
Fast.
So the guy scratched them off, and he had won a $25 ticket. He went to take it in, and they said, well, this lottery ticket is expired. What? What do you mean it expired? You lost. They don't care if you lose, but if you win the lottery ticket, they don't cash it? I'm sorry. I got a problem with that.
You should.
I got a problem with that.
I believe.
That's bullarchy.
I believe there was, Hunter can fact check me on this, because I'm not used to having a producer that can fact check information when you say it. So I'm going to take advantage when I have one. I think
they give you a blind resume is the other question.
Not yet, but there's still a lot of show left.
Okay.
I think there was a change in the law about gift cards, because I have a couple of friends who own restaurants who there was a time where your gift card could expire.
Deducting it.
Right.
But you also could deduct it. Which is BS.
But now that's no mas. You can't do that anymore. So even if it's 2-3 years old, as long as the establishment still exists, they have to honor it. Yep.
And by the way, Jason, I don't have a problem. If a place is going out of business, it's going out of business.
Sure.
Hey,
right.
You got 2 weeks to do it, and if it goes out of business, hey, that's on you. You know, I never thought they should be able to deduct. I bought a $100 gift card. And all of a sudden, 6 months later, it's down to $85. That's garbanzo.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that legislation passed. But now I think we have to start having a conversation about lottery tickets.
Well, yeah. Lottery tickets, I know from working at a gas station, it was kind of the same thing as like Mega Millions. You have a date, a window that you have to like report that you won.
Why?
By.
Why?
Well, because otherwise, like, they just have that money just sitting there and sitting there
so
and
what?
Sitting there.
They're getting interest-free money that you're not getting.
Just, I know,
wait
Tosh.
A minute. Let, just, all right.
I just,
he
so, no, I just, I want to know the why of it.
I understand.
Why?
Hunter is leaning on his experience as a gas station attendant, not as a member of the hierarchy of the lottery.
I understand. I'm not, Hunter, just for the record, I'm not yelling at you.
I know.
I'm just saying that's
like
a BS excuse. No, I understand where you're coming from on that.
Also, for gift cards, it is, according to Google's AI overview result, federal law states that gift cards cannot expire for at least 5 years from the date of purchase. So I would like a 5-year window on a scratch-off. I think that's a good window.
Reasonable. Scratch-offs cannot be 90 to 180 days. I'm sorry. Like, stuff happens. You lose it. It's sitting in your car. Like, whatever. I spend the money. In lottery tickets, you already lose almost every time, right?
It's true.
You do.
House wins.
So when you finally get a winner and you forget to go cash the darn thing, and then all of a sudden it's this, it may be if you want to start going off of when it's scratched. Like, I bought a stack of lottery tickets and I leave them. I want to have
if
you really
want
to go down this road.
Is there some sort of DNA that'll tell you when it was scratched off?
If you don't think that that's that could be in play, it could be. But the bottom line is, it's garbage, and it needs to be fixed. Like, if somebody has a winning lottery ticket, cash it. Okay? I think that's just, I think it's unfair.
Point of order, just to clarify.
Sure.
When you told the story originally, you had included a lottery ticket in the Saran Wrap ball, and a person that got it scratched it off and won $25. So did they wait to redeem it, or did you give them an
it was
old?
On me.
So it's
the
not
lottery
even their,
ticket.
It's not even their fault. It's your fault.
It's not their fault. It's my fault. I did not think. Oh, lottery tickets expire. Like, what are we doing? They're scratch offs. They shouldn't expire. Like, if somebody has a $20 winner in 2022 and they come in 2023, I'm sorry, you put it in a little slot at the gas station, the money spits out. That's how it should be. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, no.
But that's what I think.
Expired, expired, expired. All right, one thing that does not expire. Well, one thing that really does expire are your windows. You need to change them out. And when you have the opportunity to do it, you better do it with the best in the business, even if they continue to slander Santa's elves. And that's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Only got a couple more days of slandering those elves. Great job by Santa again. By all accounts, Santa went, got all kinds of stuff. We got everybody their goods. He's a magical fella. But his elves, yeah. They're not quite qualified to build those great Pella windows and doors. There's just too many options, too many customizations. So instead of going through the big red fella, take advantage of this deal from Pella. Get as low as $19 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends New Year's Eve. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
We'll get to the green and gold game preview and maybe even some prize picks for the weekend. That's all still ahead. With Tausch joining us now, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Get to the green and gold game preview after Tausch tells us about a place that I know we will be stopping at least once on our drive to Minneapolis and probably twice.
More than that, unless Paula has her way, and that's Quick Trip. Let's talk a little bit about Quick Trip. Life is busy. Can't get to get that lottery ticket in there on time. Yeah, Quick Trip will still do it. That's what Quick Trip does. I went free coffee on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Quick Trip just handing out free Karuba coffee. How great is that? But that's what we expect from Quick Trip. Clean restrooms and fresh groceries. You missed a little something on one of your holiday menus. You went in there, you grabbed it. Quick Trip's got the fuel to get you up to Minneapolis, plus ATMs and free air. All that great stuff. They got boneless pork chops, 99 cents. Summer sausage, 2 for $7. Of course, all the great chicken deals on Mondays and on Wednesdays. Bakery items, everything you're looking for. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of all that Quick Trip has to offer on any of your road trips. Quick Trip, we will see you next time.
Time now for the green and gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the green and gold game preview.
All right, gentlemen, our three big questions ahead of the Packers-Vikings this Sunday afternoon. What is the big storyline heading into the weekend's NFC North showdown?
Ooh. I think from Green Bay's standpoint is, can we beat a big boy team? That's all I heard the last couple of days. You start, Green Bay's beating the teams, but they haven't had a signature win. That's been the big thing. And I think from Green Bay's standpoint, I know I have a differing opinion than I think a lot of our fans do in the fact that I don't think this game is some make or break. Oh, we're going to have to prove to ourselves. I don't buy it because I've lived it. And it's about what you do in the playoffs. And it's about how you're playing and how much confidence and belief in what you have. I don't think there is a unit that feels better about where they're at than this Packer defense, what they've done. The belief in that now that they're getting home. So, to me, it's about disrupting Sam Darnold, making some plays on defense, and really continuing to build off of that. But I don't view this as do or die as maybe some Packer fans. Oh, if we lose to Minnesota, the season's over. No. I don't buy it. I get, I understand where people are coming from, but that is not going to be the narrative. The narrative is yet to be written. This season is still Natasha Bedingfield, even if they beat Minnesota. But staying out of that seventh slot, I think, needs to be of utmost. They're not going to lose to the Bears next week. You can book that. Cool. So then it comes down to, are you going to end up in that sixth spot? Because you lose this weekend, you can't get any higher than six. That's what this is about for me this week.
True.
I agree with Tausch. It is not make or break. But it is, as I like to say about a season, one of the things that happens is it's a fact-finding mission. And as I have said time and time and time again, the Packers are a good team. I just haven't figured out how good. There's no denying that they're good. But when you
can
lose,
can they be great? Can
right.
they be a great team?
Right. And if they win this one, it gives me more reason to believe that they're capable of being a great team. It doesn't guarantee they are. But it certainly gives me more evidence to say, okay, I could see them doing what I consider to be next to impossible. I know the 05 Steelers and the 07 Giants and the 10 Packers did it. But more often than not, teams that have to win three straight road games to make the Super Bowl don't win three straight road games to make the Super Bowl. And so a win here gives me at least a little more evidence to my belief of, okay, they're good enough. They could pull this off. Mm-hmm. I still think it's unlikely. But this is a game that, look, you can poo-poo the Packers, you can poo-poo the Vikings, but the records are what their records are. And sooner or later, you have to acknowledge that they're both good. Are they both Miami Dolphins 1972 or whatever good? Of course not. But I am eager to see. I am really excited about this game. As a reporter, being there in person, I can't wait to see how it unfolds. But this is a fact-finding game for me. That is my storyline for the Packers. Next.
So, Jason, you can use this analogy if you want. I don't think everybody loves off-roading. Like, I think people that have a little spirit of adventure, they love going off-roading, climbing sand dunes, and going in gravel pits. You don't want to live that way. You want to have some access roads, and you want to have interstates that will help you get to your journey easier. You're going up to Minneapolis. It's great you're on Highway 29 a bunch of ways. Would it be great if you were on some gravel road that's winding through, and you got to go through a sand pit, and you got to go through a gravel pit, and then you got to Fred Flintstone it? It can be done, but dang it, it's difficult. Give me some interstate. Interstate means I'm a 5 or 6 seed. 7th seed means I'm Fred Flintstone in it. And that ain't easy on the feet. Next.
I don't know if I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It was good.
What do you mean, yeah?
I just, you've had better. You've had better. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I'm,
of course I have.
Yeah, I'm just keeping the bar up here for you.
Of course I have.
That's fair. I appreciate accountability. I do. All right, what's next?
Besides Jordan Love, which player is the most important to the Packers having success on Sunday?
I mean, I'm going to give you a canned answer, and that's the D-line. But again, I just think I'm going Kenny Clark again. I did this last time we played the Minnesota Vikings because Kenny J. Clark has been a Viking killer throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. They have found a really. It was a Bradbury. Nobody could block him. He put people into infirmaries. Like, guys would go on IR after he played him. And he is a difference maker. So I need to see him as disruptive and getting in because Sam Darnold, he moves better than Goff, but they're basically the same guy. And by the way, most quarterbacks are. Give them a clean pocket, they're going to find guys. Don't, things get dicey. Interceptions are thrown. There's issues that come up. Interior part of the D-line, and because Kenny is the leader of that group and he's been a Viking killer throughout his career, Kenny Clark is my guy that needs to be an impact player on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to divide this up among several players because we spent a lot of time talking about Jair Alexander. So it's Carrington Valentine.
Nothing to see here with Jair. I didn't catch what you were talking about, but it's all good, right? It's all, everything's
Yeah, he's. Do you like? Are his chances better this week than they were last week? No, I don't think so. As we talked about with Rob Dabrowski, some strong David Bakhtiari vibes. Not.
Didn't I just say that on Tuesday?
I don't remember. Did we do a show on Tuesday? I can't even remember what we talked about. It's such a weird week.
We did do a show on Tuesday.
But.
What is today, Thursday?
Today is Friday. Both in the NFL and on our show, oddly enough, which hasn't always been the case. But if you're not going to have Jair against Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, now TJ Hockenson is back in the mix. Obviously, he was not in the first game. We saw Jordan Addison cook Corey Ballantyne in that first game.
I'll tell you what. Hey, Jason, I saw a little stat on my little Twitter expedition, and old Stokey's numbers look pretty good the last couple games. His completion percentage against and pass breakups. Is it possible 2-1 is back? Because his play is back the last couple weeks. And he will be tested in a big way Sunday. You best believe that.
Yeah. That's why I am picking that conglomerate of defensive backs. Ballantyne, Stokey Oki, Keyshawn Nixon, etc. Because, again, another week without... Look, I don't want to go back into the jaw thing. But as I said to Hunter before you got here, if there was one game on the schedule that you would have thought, oh, he'll be back for this, this would be it against Justin Jefferson. Instead, oh, you were actually drinking. I didn't know you were. I thought you were going to make a sound effect.
Yeah. Okay. That's the beauty of the Loud Cup.
You don't know what to expect. It's okay. Next.
The Green Bay Packers beat the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday if...
Sam Darnold needs to be sacked and sacked in a big way. Mm-hmm. If Sam Darnold sits back there, their receivers, they're better than our defensive backs as a unit. Mm-hmm. I think they're a tough matchup for every team in the league. You take Ja out of the equation, which unfortunately has been the case for a big chunk of the year. I just raved about Stokey's play. Who is he playing against? Olave? No.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I need to see everything in unison, but it best be defensively, you better rattle Darnold, because if you don't, I want him being Whoopi Goldberg and Demi Moore. Like, he better be back to seeing ghosts. And if he's not, I don't think Green Bay's beating Minnesota. If it isn't a case of, I don't know where I'm seeing pressure come from, I don't know what's hitting me, just like, who is the bad dude in that when he's flying up through walls and punching Patrick Swayze? Swayze didn't care. He didn't care at that point. That's not Sam Darnold. Darnold's going to care, and he's going to see ghosts. He's admitted to seeing ghosts. It's time for him to see some Christmas ghosts like Ebenezer Scrooge did. And if he doesn't do that, Green Bay ain't beating him.
I am going to say that because of my opinion of the matchup with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, and because I am still not convinced against a good offensive line, even without your guy Darisaw. I mean, they brought in Cam Robinson, and he's been good, right? Not great, not Darisaw good, but all right. I don't think they're going to generate. I do not think that they've unlocked the pass rush mystery. So I think they're going to get into a shootout. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And so if the Packers can outscore them, which means Jordan Love having to have one of those, wow, he is special-type games, as opposed to Josh Jacobs carrying the load and him having to make a handful of plays type of games. So I think this could be a shootout. And if Jordan Love plays like the four touchdowns, no picks guy that he has been in a number of games in the first year and three quarters that he's played, then that's how they win this football game. That's my prediction.
Tausch, does it matter if the pass rush is through a lot of blitzing, or do you want it from the front four and that's it, so everyone else is back in coverage?
So I don't want to say it all has to be from the front four, but it better predominantly be, because as you know, Hunter, doing all your prep mania. And if you have to bring more, that puts your guys on an island more, and you got big boy wideouts up in Minneapolis. So do I want to see a bunch of man-to-man, let's check out J-Jets versus Valentine or Stokes? I don't want to see that. I want to see safety help, and I want to see this being the deal. So, yes. Hey, I've been hearing about Cox, man. Brent, oh, he's been, I saw him in scout team dominating people. He's doing this again. Hey, I'm on board. All right, great. Now let's see you do it against O'Neal and Robinson. And if you do, tip that cap. But, yes, I think Jason's right in the fact that this is going to need to be a four-down. Let's get after it. Occasionally, we bring Keyshawn off the edge and we maybe simulate some stuff. But it's got to be our four are going to beat your five. And it has to happen more often than not. And if it doesn't, that narrative that we've been talking about all year is, oh, the pass rush is fine when they play bad teams. Texans, Saints, Bears. How is it when we play the Eagles and Lions? You know what? It wasn't good. How is it going to be against Minnesota? Another really good offensive line. They need to answer the bell, Hunter. And if they don't, Jason's going to be right. I think you're going to see a shootout. Because if you don't get after Darnold and what they do with that receiving core and tight end, it's going to be a long day.
Well, if Brenton Cox has a big day rushing the passer, Tausch not only will tip the cap, he'll also toast him with a Coors Light with the Blue Mountains lit up like a Christmas tree.
It's been nice over the holidays, sitting back, roasting marshmallows, roasting chestnuts, and drinking a cold Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing, it is crisp, it's only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week are next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Now we all are on holiday. Now we're all ready to celebrate. Having a ball, we can't hardly wait. Happy Christmas, everybody.
We'll get to our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week in a second. Tausch, did you, while you were with your family celebrating the holiday, did you happen to catch any of the 6-3 thriller that was on Thursday Night Football last night?
No, but I did see some of the Motor City Bowl game, which there were some times I thought that that's where we would be going. And I ain't going to lie to you, I ain't mad we didn't go, if that makes sense. The college overtime is incredibly idiotic. I don't think I could ever have my mind changed, and I watched that game last night, and I thought, man, am I right, because it is dumb. First off, what are we doing not going for two the first time to end the game or win or lose? Hey, he's kicking the extra point. Like it was an amazing deal. But, yes, the Bears stink. I was correct in my assessment early in the season about the Chicago Bears, and Seattle's not much better.
You're right. I see Sylvie is back on his backyard swing on social media.
He needs a hammock. He needs more than that.
Things have not gone well for our guy and for our Bears fan teammates at ESPN Chicago. But things have gone very well for Tausch and for Jesse, not so much for me, although Luke Musgrave did at least play last week. Time now for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wildy and Tausch.
Before we start, since Jesse is technically not off today, he is producing a different program, is there going to be some sort of controversy because he's not here to put his Sleeper of the Week selection in? Does he get to do it via the show sheet? What is the rule here? Hunter, I'm going to let you decide.
Here's what he has to do. After we pick ours, he needs to go on social media, on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed, and enter his Steinhoffler to be eligible. I think that's a fair... So he can't just, I'm going to put the... No. We get your working. You're going to be on Twitter later. Jump on, put it in there, and we're good. But no, he doesn't get to enter something via a show sheet that our analytics firm doesn't have access to. No.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair. All right, Hunter, you get the
quick
play
question,
too.
Quick question. Is Watson going to play?
My intuition, my gut, as Matt LaFleur has been talking about a lot lately, not my specific gut, more his gut. My gut says no.
Okay. Well, then that changes my mindset.
Okay. Well, you get to pick first there, old boy. So who you got?
All right, old boy. So the easy thing would be to say, well, Tay Wicks. Well, Tay Wicks is now elevated. So I don't even know if he's actually a sleeper. He had a tutter last week. I'm going to go with my guy. He's a big play wideout. He seems to make big plays in playoff games. This is a pseudo playoff game for a lot of it. Not for me, but I feel like a lot of people are. I'm going Bo Melton. Bo Melton, my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week. I love it. I think he's physical at the point. He's a big play. He will. He's going to catch a tutter.
100-yard game against these guys last year.
Yeah, he's due to emerge. I'm going to go Bo Melton.
That seems like a great choice, Tausch.
Thank you.
That I'm sure Jesse picked him as well, and now we'll have to pick someone else. All right, Hunter, Bo Melton is off the board. Who would you like?
I'm going to go the other side of the ball. I'm going to go with Carrington Valentine. I don't know. This is going to sound a little weird, but I think Jeff Hafley's going to dial something up to confuse Sam Darnold, and Valentine's going to get a pick off of that. I don't know if it's because he actually beats Justin Jefferson, but more that Darnold gets confused, Valentine's going to get a pick in this game. So I like him.
Ooh, bold. I like it.
Tausch,
before I give mine, what do you think? You mentioned Eric Stokes a moment ago. How equipped do you think the Packers are to handle this wide receiver group without... I'm not saying that I fully expected Jair back. I just thought this would be the game that if he was coming back, he'd come back for. And now it sure looks like I'm wrong.
I don't think they're well-equipped.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. Right? I mean, I don't know how you don't...
Well, Jason, you're talking about, for as much as we want to give Sam Darnold and Kevin O'Connell their flowers, and they deserve it, I have not given them... I have been probably unfair to Minnesota this year. I'm very honest about it. I just don't like the Vikings, period. I'm biased. I respect that they've gotten to 13 wins. I would have never guessed it. I would have been way wrong. I thought they're going to max out at maybe 9 or 10 wins. They found ways to win close games. Their wideouts are studs. They cause everybody problems. So this is going to be, if Darnold has time, they're going to carve us up. But I don't know if they'll have time. I think this pass rush is better than a lot of people think. And so we'll find out on that end. But if it is a, how are they going to match up if they have to cover for a while? I think the answer is poor. That's what I think.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I am going to take someone on the defensive side of the ball as well. It will not be Edgerrin Cooper. We can agree that even though he's not a full-time player, Edgerrin Cooper probably not valid for this.
Yeah, he's too good.
But I'm going to take Keyshawn Nixon. They're going to need him to not only play at a high level, but, and again, they're indoors, so maybe he doesn't even get a chance at a return. But in games like this, if you can pop a big return, that is a big momentum shifter. So I'm going to take Keyshawn Nixon as my Steinhoffel's sleeper of the week. Brought to you, of course, by Steinhoffel's. And right now, first of all, the holiday season is still sort of going on, but we're obviously past Christmas. So now's the time to save on all holiday decor at Steinhoffel's. You can save 60% And it's time to sparkle and put a little jingle in your living with those great deals. And don't miss our biggest year-end closeouts. Save up to $1,200. Doesn't matter on what. Is it on a sofa? Is it on a bedroom set? Is it on bar stools? Is it on your new dining room set? Everything is on sale in the biggest year-end closeouts of the year. So this is the time to get a great deal at Steinhoffel's. And don't forget, too, when you're watching the game on Sunday, be rooting for those field goals. I know you want touchdowns, but every time the Packers make a field goal, that is $1,000 from Steinhoffel's to Special Spaces. Wisconsin Steinhoffel's has been your furniture and mattress leader since 1934. They are 100% employee-owned and a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. We need to play trivia next. Hunter, did you get to do this or did Jesse handle it?
I did not get to do this. Again, I feel as though I have been banned since whatever my last infraction was.
Kind of shadow banned at this point, right? Like,
yeah. Nothing officially has been said, but it's
No, I heard Jesse say that you're suspended till the new year. So I don't think there's anything shadow banned about it. We've been pretty blunt.
I don't know.
We fired you.
I'm pretty sure that suspension lapsed. Like, how many times can one guy get suspended?
I guess it's just like lottery tickets. I guess maybe you're right. Maybe there's like a week long, and then that's at the end of it.
Well, it doesn't matter because you didn't do the trivia. The trivia category today, a Jesse Nelson special, Wisconsin-Minnesota Border Geography Friday.
Oh, I love
that. That's a mouthful.
That.
These two teams, one has 13 wins, one has 11 wins. So let's split the difference. Let's take caller 12, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 12 plays Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
This just seems wrong. We can't have Mike, the wedding DJ, be the contestant when Jesse's not here, given their close connection and everything that Jesse's learning from him, having lunch with him and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to do it. See, these are the things that Jesse misses out on by not being on the show. It is time for trivia. Let's welcome in Mike, the wedding DJ. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, belated happy holidays.
You going to be able to soldier on without Jesse as part of the show today?
Well, I think that's why I got in. I haven't been in a month. I just keep missing by one caller every time. I think Jesse sees my number. Like, I don't want him on the show. I'm going to say he's going to call it. I think there might be some nefarious stuff going on. I don't know.
Malfeasance.
Maybe a little coincidental, potentially. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, you got through today. The trivia category, Tausch is going to play along, so I'll handle the questions, is Wisconsin-Minnesota Border Geography Friday. Well, and question number one is this. Which of these landforms is the primary indicator of the border between Minnesota and Wisconsin? Is it the Mississippi River, the
Oh, I believe we lost Jason there, so I'll keep the questions going here for you guys. Again, which of these landforms is the primary indicator between Minnesota and Wisconsin? Is it the Mississippi River, the Minnesota Canyon, or the Minnesota Vikings empty Super Bowl trophy cabinet?
Oh, burn.
Nice. I only let that go because I wanted to hear what C was going to be, because the answer is obviously A, but I love C the most.
Both are fun.
That is correct. Question number two. Longitudinally, And I
oh,
can't.
God.
There we go. Couldn't find the button. Longitudinally, which of these Wisconsin-Minnesota border cities is located farthest west? Is it River Falls, Wisconsin, Lake City, Minnesota, or Alma, Wisconsin?
I'm going to take the Minnesota, the one in Minnesota, I'm guessing. I don't know. I don't ever go that way. Lake City, Minnesota, I'm going to guess.
It's got to be River Falls, right?
It is. It is River Falls, Wisconsin.
Okay. Okay.
Our final question, located just outside of Cassville, which of these state parks spanning 756 acres is named after Wisconsin's first governor? Is it Nelson Dewey State Park, Pettitbone State Park, or Perot State Park?
I have no clue. I know we had a Governor Nelson, but I don't know if he was the first one. I'm going to guess C.
Tausch was correct. It was A, Nelson Dewey State Park.
Oh, see, I should have gone on my first
instinct. Yeah, you always trust your gut like LaFleur does and the 565 analytics firm. I'm surprised, Jesse and Hunter, you didn't. The great coach up in Cuba City, Pettigrew, Jerry Pettigrew National Park, or State National, whatever you want to call it. I thought instead of Pettibone, he would have went Pettigrew.
I don't know what I missed while we had a brief internet outage here in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
A couple of wrong answers from my guy.
So, Mike, you got one right for what I'm gathering?
Yeah, but I think we have to redo it now that you're back, right? I think
you have
two questions.
That's fair.
For sure, yeah. I'll write up two quick questions right here now that I've got access to the internet again. What a day this has been. Hey, I'm sorry. You only got, apparently, one right. That means you only got two entries. But the beauty of it is, there were 2 days we didn't have a show. I don't think we had anyone on Monday or Tuesday really crush it on trivia. So still opportunity to win the drawing with your two entries for an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. Sorry I missed you, Mike, but we appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you. Miss Jesse, too. Thanks, Jesse.
Well, no, let's not go far.
Jesse call out. Like that.
Yeah.
Have lunch, and those guys are best friends.
They are, and if Jesse were here, we would say, hey, pour me in, coach, with some more trivia because you did such a great job with those. No?
Tito's Handmade Vodka over the holidays on game day? Yeah. Pour me in, coach, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody. Salt the rim of a Tito Reader. Take home a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. I like cranberry juice around this time of year. That's my favorite, but you call it. You're calling the game. You change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey. Just make sure Tito's is your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
We'll talk more about Packers-Vikings, and we'll get to the weekend preview, which, spoiler alert, this game is probably the only really, truly good game on the schedule in the NFL, and the Packers are in it. We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.